The second and third floors had large rooms partitioned for prisoners and were infested with cockroaches, lice, bedbugs, and rats. No rules were written down, but strict discipline was enforced. Prisoners standing too close to windows risked being shot by guards patrolling outside. William Wood was a short, ugly, and slovenly-looking man from Alexandria who had worked with Lincoln and Stanton on the patent case. Stanton rewarded him with a colonelcy and the superintendent's job at Old Capitol. Wood ruled the facility with an iron hand, though the prisoners considered him fair. The superintendent, who had a crafty side, knew their mood, because he paid prison snitches to inform on cellmates. He once claimed to the New York Times that Old Capitol was orderly, clean, and comfortable, which it was not, and told his prisoners they were better cared for than the powers above him wanted them to be treated, which was likely the case. For the prisoners he put in Old Capitol, Pinkerton worked closely with Wood, though the detective considered him too crafty for his taste. Baker was at the facility so often, prisoners thought he was the de facto superintendent. Baker was not, but he and Wood worked closely interrogating prisoners in room 19 of Old Capitol, sending the information they extracted to Stanton. Wood played the good cop. Baker tended to be brutal, often torturing prisoners to force them to talk. Baker also laced Old Capitol with informants to report to him on inmate conversations. During the first 2 years of the Lincoln administration, Washington had two secret services operating side by side: Pinkerton's, who worked for McClellan, and Baker's, who reported to Stanton. The two did not coordinate or even attempt to coordinate their espionage and counter-espionage activities. Though they never used the title during the war, each man claimed afterward that he had headed the nation's Secret Service. The only reason all-out bureaucratic warfare did not break out was that there was so much to do, neither man found much time to start a serious feud. But it was inevitable the two men ended up clashing, and even spying on each other. Pinkerton investigated Baker agents suspected of wrongdoing. Baker did the same. In other instances, Baker and Pinkerton operations overlapped. On a trip to Richmond, Baker agent J.T. Kirby, an Englishman from Niagara Falls, Canada, struck up a conversation with Pinkerton operative E.H. Stein in front of the Confederate Provost Marshal's office. Both men pretended to be committed rebels. Months later, Stein spotted Kirby in Washington and followed him to New York, where Pinkerton's men eventually arrested him and threw him into Old Capitol prison. Baker had Kirby released.